Can't speak, right? Good morning, Neri. How are you? Good morning, everybody. And welcome to Coffee Talk with Karen. We are live. I'm live on Facebook and I am live on Podbean right now, which is where I normally do the show. It is realtalkwithkarenstacy.podbean.com. And you can listen on there on the go. This way you don't have to see me, you know, look like shit in the morning. And I'm kind of managing both here. That's what I'm doing because of the podcast. Normally today is Tuesday and I normally do WTF. Let's talk with Karen and Danielle. Danielle was unavailable today, so I thought I would do a quick minute and do a coffee talk. Cheers, you guys, because it's been a minute. Coffee it is. Of course, it's my mushroom coffee because you know I'm all about health. But I need caffeine. And yes, I am filter-free, makeup-free, and everything-free. So, and filter-free, both facially and verbally, you know, so that brings me to the topic. And please feel free to chime in if you're listening on Podbean or you're listening on Facebook. Do you think or do people want to know the truth? I want to hear Dapper Don. Oh my goodness. Hello, babes. How are you? It's been a minute for sure. So happy to see you. Yes, I've been doing the show on my podcast, which is Real Talk with Karen Stacy.podbean.com. And it's just great because it's, you know, worldwide. And I really was getting into that. So please, if you haven't done so, download the free app. It's podbean.com. And then search for Real Talk with Karen Stacy. So, topic of the day, do people want to hear the truth? So I got one response, I do. So I'm going to go with, as I always say, right? My father always says that I'm going to go with ish. People want to know the truth ish because the truth is usually the hardest pill to swallow, right? You think about it, it really is. The truth is the hardest pill to swallow. And yeah, see? Neri said sometimes, right? That's why I said ish. Because it really is like, it's tricky. And here's the tricky part. The truth really does hurt, but it also depends on how it's delivered to you. Some people, you know, can be an asshole. And when they tell you the truth, instead of saying it to you in a way that it will benefit you so that you can, you know, do something with it, they say it with daggers and razor blades on their tongue. And it's, you know, a challenge because, you know, the truth hurts because of what it's giving, right? But the truth doesn't have to be given in a hurtful way. I guess that's the best way to say that, right? So let me see. You guys are, so I do not want to find out that someone is not who they say they are. So, you know, you're never going to find that out until you, right? What do I always say? You don't know till you know. So you're never going to know if someone's telling you the truth or not, because as time progresses is when you will actually learn what the truth is, because people can talk a good talk and they can walk the walk and it is all bullshit. So, you know, I've met a lot of people in my life that can spin you around and make you think that things are a certain way and they are not. And as anybody that listens to me knows, what is that? Perpetrating the fraud. So that ain't the truth. I do hate sugarcoat. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a sugarcoat kind of person myself. But at the same token, I've learned that the way you deliver things, I can't see, the way you deliver things has a lot to do with, you know, the way it's received. So, for instance, I was chatting with someone the other day, and there was a situation, right? Somebody was in a situationship or a hookup scenario, whatever you want to call it, right? And it's really not working for them. And they want to break away from it, but don't want to be shitty, right? Because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings by, you know, like, how do you have that conversation, right? Like, you know, I mean, if you were being truthful and blunt, it would be, well, honestly, like, we're having sex and the sex isn't really working for me. You know, like, I'm out, you know, but good morning, Tamara. How are you, my girl? You know, so it is kind of challenging when you're trying to tell the truth. And how do you tell the truth without hurting someone, right? So a lot of times, and especially, I'm going to say this, sorry, you know, I'm going to say this and the men may jump down my throat, but, you know, we shall see. What men in particular do, and I'm not saying women don't do it, but men in particular will kind of just like ghost you, if you will. And maybe they won't ghost you, but they will pull back. And so what I was trying to explain to Pete, what I try to explain is, especially if it's a man pulling back from a woman, women don't understand that. Okay? We don't. We know that your ass is pulling back and we don't know why. So now women want to kind of know what's going on, right? So I, you know, again, challenging, okay? I'm not, you know, taking away from any of that. But you gotta verbalize it in some way, shape, or form, because if someone is interested in you, and you are not interested in them any longer, then you are, you know, leading them on a little bit, right? So what it, so my friend said, well, I'm trying to be, whoa, something just got really loud. And I don't know what the hell that was. Did you hear that bling? I don't know what it was. Oh, somebody sent something. Oh my goodness, Tamara, you sent, oh, that's so cute. Thank you. I guess you sent me stars. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Dapper Don, yeah, please go live on Facebook more. I will try. I will. I love you too, Tamara. You know, a man who pulls back can stay gone, right? So this is the thing, right? So this is the tricky part, and this is what I'm talking about with the truth, okay? It's challenging because you really don't want to tell somebody, hey, you know what? This isn't working for me. Because it definitely, you know, is uncomfortable. And I know even for myself, I'm struggling with something right now as well. And, you know, then I have, you know, luckily I have a few quality people in my life that, and remember, you only need quality, not quantity. And I have a few people that will kind of say to me, you know, like, I mean, one person in particular will like go at me. Now, if you know me, and I'm a personal friend of yours, or if you've reached out to me in the past and I've tried to help you, I kind of go hard too, right? Because I want to drive the lesson in. I am definitely a little more gentle because I want people to accept what I'm saying. But I also, you know, sometimes you definitely need the, sorry, I just got a text. I definitely need it straight. So yeah, tough love-ish, because I'm the type of person that I need it straight, but don't be a dick. So that's the part where like you have to be conscious, because the truth doesn't have to be painstaking. And that is, I think, where the lines get blurred. So for instance, if you need to address something, you do need to speak the truth. And the funny thing is, sometimes it's only your truth, right? Because sometimes it's your truth because other people, it's not their truth. And that's okay. But you do have to speak it, because if you don't let people know where they stand, then they don't know where to stand, right? So like, be clear. Like, you know, there are people that send mixed signals out, and that's not being truthful, right? So now I may be flirty or friendly, but you are not, there is, I'm not giving you the like, come hither, touch the back of my waist thing, right? Which is what, like, so many, you know, I hate when people do that, right? Guys, if that's your thing, don't do that, okay? Because women do not like it, unless they're like, ah, and then you can touch them how you feel if they're giving you that vibe. But a bitch like me, don't fucking touch me, okay? Be respectful and step back. And if I want you to touch me, you may or may not know it, but I may give you a sign, but you may be smart enough not to touch me until you know it's time to, right? So that's my truth. So that's the whole thing, is you got to speak the truth. So if you have somebody that is, you know, is interested in you and you are no longer interested in them, you gotta, you know, and it's hard, you know, to have that conversation. Now, you really should be a stand-up person and have it, the conversation verbally. Some of us may or may not do that, right? But even if you can't verbally say it, even though I think sending shit like that in a text message is fucked up, it's the right thing. You gotta at least verbalize what you're feeling. So like, if I'm hanging with you, I'll give you an example. You know, if I'm hanging with you and like we've hooked up in the past or whatever, and you know, it's the end of the night, I had a couple of drinks, you had a couple of drinks, you know, the chemistry is going back and forth. And now you decide like you're out. I'm going to be like, what? And especially like, you know, like, especially if a man tells you he's tired, that is a huge indication that he does not want to be with you, because a man could be sleeping and unconscious and they'll still bang you. So, you know, especially if it's just a situationship or, you know, a hookup or whatever, they're going to get what they're going to get. And, you know, as will both, right? Because let's not call it, you know, let's not sleep on the ladies, because the ladies got no problem with that either these days. But you got to be honest, because while you're trying not to hurt somebody's feelings, you're hurting somebody's feelings. Because I know if that happens to me, I'm going to be like, did I smell? Like, do I not have, like, do I have bad breath? Like, is my out? Like, what the hell? Like, why wouldn't this person, you know, like I thought, you know, all is good. And so people don't realize that mixed signal that you're sending is more hurtful than the truth. So at least if you tell the truth and say, hey, you know what, you know, this kind of isn't working or whatever. And finding the right words is challenging, right? Because you want to be, but you know, something, the thing about it is, and I've told this to people, and this is my thing. Do not make excuses. So do not tell somebody, you know, well, I can't do this because of this, because now you're not representing the real truth. So if you turn around and tell somebody, let's just say for argument's sake, you're working for somebody and that person is not paying you, or that person is not treating you the way they should. You are the one doing everything and they are doing nothing and you're getting nothing back in return. You don't tell them that you can't work because you're working someplace else. You tell them you can't work because you're not paying me. Now, is that easy to do? No, it's very tricky to do. But you know what? That is the truth. Do not make excuses, because when you make an excuse, then the person that you're excusing it to thinks, oh, okay. So it's just because they're busy doing something else. So if you tell a woman or a man that you're banging and you don't want to bang anymore, that you're too tired to, that's an excuse, right? So if you really are too tired, then the thing is, you know what? I am totally shot right now, but tomorrow night works. That's how you, if that's truthful. Now, if you say I'm totally shot, tomorrow night works, and that's just another excuse, then you're a dick. So, you know, there's a fine line between that. And I know how challenging it can be to speak the truth, because most of us, like, I'm not a confrontational type of person. So I try to avoid confrontation because I don't want to go back and forth. I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. I don't want to make somebody feel like shit. But, you know, like, you know, sometimes you got to say what you got to say, right? All right, let me see what you guys are saying here. First of all, thank you guys for joining me. We're doing a little coffee talk this morning, which I haven't done in a minute, right? We did coffee talk during the pandemic, coffee talk with Karen, and we got through a crazy time in the world. Not that we haven't exited out of the crazy time. A man who pulls back. Okay, let me see. Yeah, okay. I will. So what is Kenny saying? I just say it now because I don't care. And that's another thing, right? The older we get, I think the more our truths are spoken, because the older you get, the more you own it. And, you know, I mean, for me personally, I will own it more. And when you say it from like us, like, you know, from your own 2 feet, it comes out differently than when you're just being a bitch. So what did Dapper Don say? Why is it when we lose interest, these guys stalk us? Yeah, you know, I mean, I think in life, everybody wants what they can't have. I need another sip. And I think stalking is a form of insecurity. And again, if you're not verbalizing why, then it's not really stalking. They're probably looking for answers or closure. So I think it depends on how you do it. And this is my point. You know, most people like to keep that door open, right? So that maybe if they don't want to bang you today, but maybe if they see you out, like, you know, I don't know, 6 months from now, and, you know, the mood hits, the truth be said, because you know, so I know my own purposes. If the person that I am, you know me, you know where you stand, you know how I am, how I feel. I do me. Me and stuff. I am who I am. When people meet me, they're like, oh my God, you're like the same person. I'm like, yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm a little extra, but I'm always a little extra. Somebody said to me yesterday, I'm sorry if I was a lot. And I'm like, I'm always a lot. So like, don't even worry about it. So I just think that the truth is the best way to go, because you never have to remember the lie that you spoke. Also, most people can read. I mean, if somebody's good, you can read people a mile away. I can read somebody from start to finish, and I do it like this. So, you know, people think they're getting over on you. People think that they're, you know, and don't get me wrong. Some people are very good. Some people are very good at not telling the truth. Okay. And they will, or they will do the flim flam, right? And they'll take the truth and then they'll spin it so that now you're the asshole, right? I love that. And I study people like that, because even though I think it's a horrible thing to do, it amazes me that that when they do it, like I watch people, you know, the people that have the gift and they're able to, they're usually slightly narcissistic. Most of them are narcissistic, but some of them have a narcissistic tendency, but they have that it factor where people just want to be around these people. And I'm like, I need to follow you for like a day because I got to learn this because like, it's amazing. Not that I want to be a narcissist, okay? But I mean the it factor and how people can like move a situation like and flip it around. Not so it's bad, but so it's good, right? So I try to do that and I try to spin things around like, okay, so this is the situation. Where are we going to go with this? What are we going to do with this? You know, and it, the truth is what will hold you down. Let me see. I see comments here. So let me see. Hi, Victor. We love you just the way you are. Yeah, well, that's a disputable comment, but I thank you nonetheless. Kenny, everybody should have sex. Yes, that is true. Everyone should, wait, hold on. Everyone should have sex. We all know each other and it's good for you. That's my thing. 2 seconds. Yes. Narcissistic people. Yeah. So, you know, the flim flam, the art of the flim flam is amazing. And you have to be in your own truth and you have to be self-aware to know that you are being flim flammed. You know, like I always say, like, you know, if you're in tune, you know when somebody is using you. And I always say, they're not using me because I'm allowing them to do it. So that's where the truth comes in because you know those people, right? If I'm the person that whenever you need something, boom, I'm there for you. But whenever I need something, it's, oh, I wish I could, but you know, like my cat needs a bath and, you know, blah, 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 whatever freaking bullshit line they give you, right? So I, you know, you get that and you know what this person is all about. And so like, you know, I do things because I want to do things, okay? I am not doing things because you flim-flammed me into it. You might have talked me into it, but you know what? I get it and I'll do what I'm going to do. And then once you're in the other category, now you're on the, not the pay no mind list, but the I'll get to you when I get to you list. So, you know, you have to be truthful with people because this is something that I've learned, you know, and I've been sitting in my truth with for a minute. You know, sometimes you're just not that important to someone else. Sometimes you feel that you are that important to someone else because they are important to you. And then you sit back and you watch the truth and go, you know what? I'm just not that important to them. And I sat in that truth for a minute. And it's an interesting place to be. So I just wanted to say, Goldie, so thank you for those of you that are tuning in on Real Talk with Karen Stacey.podbean.com. Thank you for checking in. Thank you for liking the show. I much appreciate you. I am live on Facebook as well on my Karen Stacey page. We're doing a little coffee talk with Karen. Like I said to you guys, if you haven't done so, jump on Podbean. You go to podbean.com, download the free app, search Real Talk with Karen Stacey, and hit that follow and like button. Every time I go live, you will get a notification. And the great thing about that is that you can listen in the car. You can listen whenever because it's a podcast. If you guys don't want to download another app, I get it. You can listen on Spotify. You can listen on, I don't think they're doing away with Google Podcasts. I think I got that. But I think I'm on ELEXA. You can ask for Real Talk with Karen Stacey. I can't say it because he'll start talking. You can go, like I said, Spotify. I'm on any podcast platform. Just type in Real Talk with Karen Stacey and I'm sure it'll come up. And I love the interaction. Let's see. A little bit of narcissism is healthy. Just don't be mean and have empathy. Yeah, I agree with that because there is a draw to that narcissist because narcissists are usually the brightest light in the room. It just depends, because I have been battling understanding that, because I have someone that is very close and dear to me that has narcissistic tendencies, but they are not a narcissist to the degree. They are a slight narcissist. And if you don't check them, then they go all the way there. Where are we here? Sorry, sometimes the comments on Facebook jump. So you gotta, okay. I call them wishy-washy people. Yeah. Vernon, good morning. And thank you for tuning in. Always speak the truth. Now, Vernon, are you, I went to school with the Vernon. I don't know if that's you. The pay no mind list. Yep. D. Marie, treat everyone according once you learn the truth. Yeah, you know, it's, I do try to raise above. I'm going to say that, you know, I treat people the way I treat people. I'm not going to lower myself because you're an asshole. I will just limit my interactions with you because I know who and what you are. But I lead by example a lot. And maybe my example sucks to somebody else. And maybe I'm not always the best example, but I try to be kind. I try to stay in my lane. I only speak the truth. And anybody that knows me, which is the reason why a lot of times I will refrain from speaking to certain people, because if someone asks me what's wrong, you don't want to hear my answer. So I've been very conscious of removing myself from a situation that could go ugly, because it's written all over my face. You hear it in my voice, because I don't perpetrate the fraud and I don't talk shit. I speak the truth. If you hear me saying anything about someone else, it's usually because I was asked, and I will not. So in certain situations, I will say, you know what? I'm going to refrain from responding to that, especially when it comes to business, you know, because you don't get anywhere talking bad about other people. And, you know, I learned that 100 years ago. Sometimes you think that by putting someone else down, that person will no longer be in the running, and now you become the better option. If you got to step on top of somebody to get above somebody, get a fucking ladder, because that's not the way you do things. And all that will do is actually put you further down. And that, my friends, is the truth. Let's see. Hold on. I'm reading comments. Bear with me. yeah, be careful giving cats a bath. No doubt. Good morning, John. Let me see. Truth is present. Correct. Oh, thank you so much, Dee Marie. I really appreciate that. Can you listen from the bowl? Kenny, you can listen wherever the hell you want to listen. A full-blown narcissist will never have empathy or feelings. They are not very kind. Yes, that is true. And, you know, that's why I'm saying to you that, you know, there are different kinds for sure. Watching that happen recently was interesting. Some people can't handle the truth. Yeah, think. And that's real talk right there. People cannot handle the truth. But again, my goal today is expressing to people, well, actually two things I'm saying. I asked, do people want to hear the truth? That was the first thing I asked. And then the second thing I'm stating is that the truth shall set you free. Now, the truth is a hard pill to swallow. So if you are going to introduce the truth to people, do it with kindness, because you don't have to be, you know, nasty while you're saying the truth. too many narcissists in the world. That's why I'm slowly becoming a hermit. Yeah, you know, again, you also have to be mindful of, you know, what's going on. You can't leave the world because you don't like the people that are in it. You just have to change your position in the world. You know, I've learned that this is why my circle is really, really small. And like, so if, you know, there's something going on, somebody will say, oh, well, you know, why don't you, you know, bring your friends with you or whatever. And not that I don't have friends, I do. But my circle is small and it's tight. And do I know people? Like, you know, like I'll meet like people, random people, and they're like, oh, you're really popular. You know, I see, you know, oh, you're a personality, you're this, you're that. You know, not really. Cause although I'm fortunate that I have good relationships with most people, I'm not that freaking popular because I don't have that many people in my circle. You know, I love everybody. I really do. Just don't fuck me, you know? I mean, figuratively and, you know, and emotionally, you know? I mean, I keep my circle small because I don't appreciate people that perpetrate the fraud, that people don't tell the truth. I think, again, the truth is a very important thing, but I think the way you deliver the truth is more important. So if you're sitting in your room or you're sitting in your head and you're dealing with certain things and you know what the truth is and you just don't want to deal with it, that is the exact thing that you have to deal with. And I find myself sitting in that and I'll say, why am I not doing that? So like I said, there's things that I have to get accomplished. And I had somebody like wah, 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 in my ear, like, okay, I got it. But I am a tricky person. And yeah, sometimes I do need that rant, 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 rant so that it drives home. And I do get a little like pissed off about it. And when you get a little bit pissed off about it, it makes you do it. I have a friend that was helping me with something and I said, oh my God, I'm sorry. I don't mean to put more on your plate. And they were like, no, I needed this push because this was something I had to do anyway. So I try to check in with people because like I say, like, really, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm sorry. I'm probably being a pain in the ass. And, I, you know, like even with, you know, somebody I, you know, people I work with, I'm like, I'm sorry. I know I sent you 100 things. And it was like, no, it's okay. It gets me motivated. So you have to be mindful. If you're barking and barking and barking and you're not listening and listening and listening, then you know what? Then you're a freaking pain in the ass. But if it's a yin and a yang, that's when you give back. So everybody has a different level of, I guess, capability, right? I want to say. So what do I mean by that? I mean that sometimes there are people that, let's say, can help you financially, right? Because they have that behind them. And you are not a person that can reciprocate the financial help. But you are the person that can maybe, I don't know, bring them dinner. You are the person that maybe when you see them or you do something, you can maybe get them a drink. And if you don't have the financial ability to do so, then you can be a good friend. Maybe if they need to go to the doctor, you can go with them. Maybe if they're having a hard time, you can be the person on the other end of the phone speaking to them. There are ways that people can give back to one another and one doesn't equate the other. You know, we're trained that way, right? So if you go out and somebody buys a round of drinks, what's the right thing to do? You're supposed to buy the next round of drinks, right? Now, sometimes that's not feasible. Sometimes a person bought a round of drinks and it was $150 for the round of drinks and you don't have $150 to buy that round of drinks. So now, does that make you a bad person? No, you know, it makes you say thank you so much for the drink and remembering that this person was kind to you and trying to give back to them when you have the opportunity to. Let me see. No matter how kind you are in telling the truth to someone, some people will attack you for it. 110%. That's why you have to own it. Because you may indeed get attacked for it. This is why I always listen. It takes me a few days to process, then I shift and reevaluate. And that's the other thing, right? If you are speaking the truth to somebody, you got to give them a minute to absorb the truth. You have to give them a moment because, again, the truth hurts. So you're hearing all of these things. They're coming in. And when you're coming at them, don't come at them, be with them. So that people are not, because they will get defensive. People will get defensive because no one wants to realize that what they're doing isn't maybe the best thing. Doesn't make them right, doesn't make them wrong. Maybe not the best thing. Hi, Marilyn. Yeah, real beautiful. No filter, no makeup. You know, it's cold as shit in New York. I got my my hat on and, you know, because the landlord, he had only put the heat up. Just kidding. That's me. You know, but it is what it is. But anyway, you know, I just think, yes, the truth can certainly hurt. And I think that you have to just word things better because you, if you're really, truly trying to help somebody, then you cannot, you know, like fault them for not absorbing it right away. You know, it's like anything else. If you start a diet or you start exercising, you're not going to be in a swimsuit model in a day, you know, like, oh my God, I, you know, ate so well yesterday. I didn't lose any weight. Okay. Well, you got to give it a minute because your body has to process what you're doing now. So that's what people have to do. And when you're talking to somebody and someone is going through something, and especially depending on what they're going through, Jesus Christ, I mean, people have talked about me for God knows how long because I've grieved my husband for, it's going to be a decade in August. And you know what? I don't really care what anybody thinks because they didn't live my life. They don't know what my husband meant to me. So you want to sit there and say, wow, you know, I mean, shit, you know, it's been years. Why is she like not working? Or why is she not this or what? Thinking that they know what I should be doing, right? So you know what my response to that is? Good for you that you don't understand that. And guess what? If you think 10 years is too long, you can think whatever you want to think. I really don't care. And all I say to you is God bless you that you don't know what it feels like because you can't determine what someone else should do. We can all be on the outside looking in. I can solve your problems in 3 minutes, but I can't solve my own problems in 3 minutes. So this is the reason why if you are someone that is telling the truth to somebody to try to help them grow from it, you cannot expect them to take what you're saying like to heart in a minute because it just doesn't work like that. People have to digest things. They have to see it. They have to experience it. I mean, unfortunately, one of my best friends was next to me during my grieving process of after losing my husband, and she didn't know my husband. And she listened to people talking about me and she would stick up for me. And I would be out, I would be smiling, laughing, and I just finished crying before I went out the door. Nobody knew that. She did because she was next to me when it happened. But everybody's got something to say and everybody thinks they know your truth and they don't. So go about your business, stay in your lane, speak your truth, and allow people, if you are a good enough friend or a good enough human that you care enough to help someone else and to try to let them see the truth that maybe they don't see, then be kind enough to give them a minute to catch their breath and to turn around and reflect and say, you know what? That's true. All right. Where am I going with this? How do I do this? And then that might be another conversation. You know, I mean, my son will say to me, you know, things like that, like, you know, he'll be, you know, having anxiety over a test or whatever. And I tell him, listen, you can't do that. You got to let it go. He goes, okay, how? That's the age old question, right? How? Because it's different for everybody. So finding the how is challenging. And sometimes you just need to talk. Sometimes you just need to say it out loud. Sometimes you don't need somebody to talk back to you. Sometimes you just need to say it out loud. And I will say that to people. Do you want me to respond to that? Or just you need to talk. So, you know, talk. Let me see. I have some comments here. Where are you, Marilyn? Hold on. Exactly. That's why some women give up, because they don't see results right away, right there and then. Amen to no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. Everyone's different. Everyone grieves differently. People need to respect boundaries. Yes, you do, my love. I love you, Karen. I'm happy that you're talking about this. Oh, thank you, Marilyn. Well, you know, I always talk about the pink elephant in the room. People always say, well, what is your pot, your show's about? I'm like, everything and anything. And usually the pink elephant in the room, because this is something that people don't want to talk about. And why don't they want to talk about it? Because it's challenging. That's why. Because there are so many, come on, you know the people, right? You know the people that will not tell you the truth. You know it. They're just going to yes you to death. And usually they will yes you to death. And if people yes you to death, that probably means that you're leading with your ego, because they're afraid to tell you what the truth really is. And most people that have that ego, they don't really care what you think. They know what they know, or they think they know what they know, and they're going to do what they're going to do. And they really could care less whether you're with it or you're not with it. And that's cool too. That's their truth, you know? So I think that you should be truthful with yourself first and foremost, because, you know, it's like anything else. You know, if you, you know, when we used to go out, well, I'm sure some of us still do it now, right? But I remember when I was younger, and I was definitely, you know, we were a little crueler when we were younger, right? And you see, you know, somebody that goes out and they're in the bathroom and you're looking at them and you're saying, does she not have any friends? Does he not have any friends? Did they look in the mirror? What mirror were they looking in? Right? And so usually your friends won't turn around and say to you, and some will, and these are the ones that I love. I'm not that crazy about that. I mean, I like it, but maybe if you wore this or whatever. You know, when people are putting themselves out there like that, they're raw. And they're opening themselves up for, you know, criticism. So make it a constructive criticism and don't be critical. Right? Because when you're critical, somebody goes right away on the defense. And then you lose whatever ability you have to make a difference. So, like, don't attack somebody. Don't, you know, go, I mean, I, and people will call me and they'll ask me shit. And I'm like, ugh, don't ask me this. You know, like, you know, and I got, you know, I'm like, I have no idea. Like, why is this person saying this? Or why is this one doing this? I have no idea. I don't know what to tell you. So, you know, don't get in the mix. Stay in your truth. Stay in the truth. And don't worry about everybody else. What you do need to worry about is the way you treat other people when you are delivering the truth. That I will say 1,000 times over. Having autism, I have been bullied my entire life. Right. And I'm sorry to hear that. That is absolutely another thing that happens. And bullying comes in all shapes and sizes and for every different reason. Trust me when I tell you, it, especially in business, it happens a lot. And people do it from a different standpoint. People that bully you or bully others, there, you know, I have no, that right there, I have no tolerance for. And there are people that basically make you, if you roll with them, you got to roll with how they feel. You got to roll with who they want you to roll with. You got to think the way they want you to think. You got to represent the way they want you to represent. you know, it's a funny thing. And I, bullying is the worst thing in the world, in my opinion. And it happens amongst adults, it happens amongst children. You know, it happens everywhere. So, you know, I'm sorry that you've been through that. You know, we all go through it in one shape, you know, one shape or form, right? We all go through the bullying and it sucks. But you know, I just want to say thank you. I'm so glad that you guys jumped on with me. I will try to jump on more. I've been super, super busy lately. Oh, hi, Diane. You're off. Good morning. See that? We got a coffee talk in. I'm so happy to see you on here. You know, I want to say thank you to everybody, you know, that first of all has tuned in, that has been supportive. And, you know, the kind words that people say, hey, Jesse, how are you? You know, I appreciate it. As I've said before, you know, we have so many talented people in the industry. Whether they be, you know, performers, entertainers, podcasters, DJs, you know, I mean, anything, singers, actors, whatever. We have so many people out there that are just so greatly talented. And if we would all just come together and support one another, I think that we could build a beautiful, you know, environment to live in. And that's the issue. Without getting into politics by any stretch of the imagination, you know, but divide and conquer don't work. You know, unite and grow and prosper. That's what works. So I want to say thank you to those of you that, you know, have continually supported me. I know I haven't been going live on Facebook. You know, I really love, being on Podbean and doing my podcast because it's worldwide and I have gotten a lot of followers on there. And, you know, I've done shows where people comment from like India and it's just so freaking awesome because people don't speak the truth. People don't speak like me in other countries. So, and certainly, you know, since I have no accent at all, you know, but, I've been enjoying doing that. And I also, you know, have been working hard trying to build up a place. I do, you know, events and I host events, I MC events, and book events. You know, I've been kind of growing, in that, and I have been trying to, I've been keeping busy. Hi, Naveen. How are you? I see you on Podbean. I am live on Facebook as well. Thank you for joining. See, from India. There you go. I love it. And this is why I love Podbean. Thank you so much, Naveen, for putting that comment in. I know that I've done sex talks before and, you know, people from India were very, taken aback. I'm a bit much for some people, go figure. Nobody speaks like you, girl. That's true, Diane. And that may or may not be a good thing, but you know what? Again, I say it all the time, you know, just be you and I'm me. And that's the greatest thing about anything. I am in competition with no one because ain't nobody going to be me. Often imitated, never duplicated, right? So I'm me and the people that follow me, the people that come to my events, the people that listen to my shows, they do that because of who I am. And I'm not trying to be anybody else. So that is my truth. And if you don't like me or you don't like someone, that's your fucking A. Don't like them. It's fine. You know? And I'm good with that because there are a lot of people I don't like either. Right? But we tolerate certain people. The whole thing is that you just need to be respectful of one another. And my truth is that the only person I am in competition with is myself. Because at night, when I put my head down on that pillow, I am the one that says, you know what? I should have done this. I should have said this. I didn't do that. I didn't. And that's the only person that I am in competition with is the Karen I want to be tomorrow. Hopefully better than the Karen I was today. And I did a show on for New Year's, right? New day, new you. And I don't believe in New Year's and making New Year's resolutions because no one, well, not no one, but most people do not carry that, right? So what people really basically do is they start something and they don't finish it. So my suggestion is if today was a crappy day, you were on a diet and you ended up eating more than you were supposed to, you started working out, you didn't work out today, you know, whatever the case may be, maybe you drank too much. God knows I've done that. And you might've said something, you know, like me, because your filter wasn't, you know, on. And you know, the only thing you can do is own what you did and, you know, validate another if you did something wrong and take accountability. And tomorrow is another day. So if today sucks, then just wait for the moment that the day is over and climb in that bed and shut it down, and tomorrow's another day. That is my truth. And that is what I try to convey to other people, because, you know, this is all about, again, when the ego gets in the way, everything goes down the tubes. So keep your ego out of it. We're human, so we all have a little bit of one, but try to just be humble and kind and be truthful. Be truthful with yourself and be truthful with others. But when you are being truthful, be kind and mindful so that you are not hurting people with the truth, because the truth already hurts. So be kind with the way you deliver it. So Jesse, yes, it's been a long time because I haven't been on here, but I am always on my podcast. Well, not always, but I've been doing a podcast. Like I said, Tuesdays at 11 a.m., I've been doing WTF, Let's Talk with Karen and Danielle. Danielle is a dear friend, one of my BFFs that is from the Bronx too. So you got two Bronx girls keeping it real. We've been doing that 11 a.m. on Tuesdays, and I promise you, I will try to jump on here more often. If you miss me, come visit me, because I am, the hostess with the mostest, the entertainment person, the MC, the manager, the bustler, I'm doing it all. I got a lot of different hats to wear. So you can always come and visit me. Franco Martini, Croton on Hudson. I'm really excited. I think he's on here. Sergio is here. I am doing a freestyle event, Freestyle Saturday, the 10th. We are also celebrating my BFF's birthday, Lauren. For any of you that know her, and we are happy to celebrate anybody's birthday. I know that there are a lot of amazing events going on this weekend, and if you can get to all of them, that's wonderful. You know, even if you stop by and have a drink, I'd love to see you. I realize that there are great entertainers, DJs, and everything everywhere. So I know it's a hard call sometimes where to go, but we're going to have some fun. I'm looking forward to having Sergio. You know, we're going to do things a little differently because, you know, Karen Stacey has to break the molds. Well, it's okay, Diane. You see it now. You can always watch it on the replay. So for those of you that have been missing me, jump on my new tongue here, podbean.com. Look for Real Talk with Karen Stacey. If you listen to podcasts on any other platform, you can always look up Real Talk with Karen Stacey. You can find me there. You can ask ELEXA to play it. What am I on? The TuneIn app, Spotify. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. You know, so you can always hear it. Jesse just downloaded it. Thank you so much. Yeah, just hit that like and follow button. This way, when I go live, they will actually alert you that I am live, so you don't miss, you know, you don't miss anything. Oh, I love you, Free. Oh, thank you, Dapper Don. I love you too. What's up, Sergio? Yeah, we're gonna have fun tonight. Tonight. You hear me? Saturday night, we're having fun. And then I'm doing a Freestyle Friday the following Friday with DJ Lady Tita. So you got two divas in the house. Yeah, Diane, I don't know if you know where she'll be there next Friday, the 16th. And I'm working on, we're going to have some drink specials and stuff that night too. So you never know what I might throw in the mix. So anyway, I love you all. Thank you for those of you that tuned in. If you enjoyed this show, please feel free to share it out and let your friends know. You know, hit those follow buttons wherever you can. You know, numbers speak. So, you know, follow me on Instagram, Real Talk with Karen Stacey. Follow me on TikTok, even though I don't know what the hell I'm doing on there. But the numbers speak. So, like, I do reviews for wigs and, you know, things like that. And when somebody sees that you have this amazing following, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, we want to work with you. So the numbers speak. So if you love me, and I love you, maybe not you, but you. No, I'm only kidding. If you love me, then hit those follow buttons and, you know, also like the Franco Martini page, follow the page, you know, hit those buttons because believe it or not, numbers matter. So, you know, you can support people, you know, just by hitting a like button. That's it. That simple. Where when people come around, they go, wow, you got 10,000 followers. For some reason, people are impressed with that. Not that it means shit, because I'd rather have 20 people that really follow me. But it is what it is. And numbers speak to people that don't know any differently. So hit those buttons. Remember, tomorrow isn't promised. Don't be an asshole today. Speak your truth. Be humble and kind while you do it. I love you guys. I hope to see everybody Saturday night. Or Friday night or whatever. I mean, I'm there, you know, I'm there. So just hit me up. If you don't know the calendar, go on and check it out. I have everything on my page. Love you guys. And thank you for those of you that tuned in. Thank you for those of you that, you know, commented and interacted with me. I love you guys so much. And I'll see you soon.